Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Well, this morning I want to touch on the parable of the talents. We are going to read the scripture and take some things out of it. Amen. Shall we pray? The entrance of your word brings light. And I ask, O God, that give us light into your word. Establish your perfect will in our lives through your word. Let each and every one gathered here, Lord God, be touched by your word. I stand aside and I ask that you bless this time. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to please turn your Bibles, if you indeed have one, and not your phone. You see what I've been telling you? Somebody tried to use his phone and the thing started playing a song. Then immediately he fast had to put it off. Be careful, though. One day you open your phone and you get a call whilst you are reading the word. If anything, use a pad without any call or anything, and then that is okay. Amen. But if you use your phone, amen. Good. I want us to go to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. I'm talking on the parable of the talents. There's so many things, but we will still take some, leave some, come back again. I read from verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants, delivered his goods to them. Verse 15, and to one he gave 5 talents. Am I reading the right thing? To another, 2. And to another, 1. To each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Amen. Verse number 16. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid the Lord's, his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So, he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Let's all say it together. Shall we go? Oh, we can do better. We can do better. Let's go. Good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Let's read the next one. What did he say? Enter into the joy of... Oh, can I hear you say it better? Let's go. Amen. Praise God. Verse 22. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Shall we all go? That doesn't sound like a well done voice. Let's go. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Then what comes after that? Let's all read it. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, let's all read that short piece. Let's go. A lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So let's go. Verse 27, let's all go. Deposited money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have received back my own interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, I think we should all read it. Let's all go together. Let's go. Even what he has will be taken away. Thank you. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of the scripture, and all heard me say amen. Hallelujah. This is quite interesting, isn't it? Now, this is a parable alerting us about life's accountability. And every decision that we make today, let's remember, will certainly have an impact on tomorrow's outcome. Very important. We are looking at the scriptures, and in verse 15, we see the categories of talent that the master of these servants gave out. He gave 5, he gave 2, he gave 1. According to their ability. Can somebody say that with me? According to their... Hallelujah. Now, it's very important to always make use of the talent that God has given us. Now, everybody will not have the same talent. Otherwise, we should not have a world lived in by humans. When you even look at your fingers, they don't have the same length, do they? Yes. So some may have more talent than others. Some may have 5, others may have 2, and some may have 1. But whichever way, God respects our talents. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. these servants were given this talent. And the one who received the five, when the master came, the Bible says, this one ran with joy and went to the master and said, Master, you gave me five. I'll be able to add five more, and I have 10. The master was very pleased with him. And he said, faithful, good and faithful servant, enter into the what? Joy of your Lord. Hallelujah. Now the second one comes in and it says, yes, you give me two, I have multiplied it. Two more I've added to it. The master was happy with him. Now the next one is my interest. The one who had one talent. Now this man goes in, digs the ground, and hides the talent. Now this was his reason. This was his reason. It's very interesting. Verse 24. Then he who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man. It's not that I know. I knew you to be a hard man. So interesting. Very, very interesting. A hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered. Then verse 25. And I was afraid. Oh, my Lord and my God. He says, I was afraid. And look at what the fear did. And went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you are. Have what is yours. It's very important to know this. This man was given one talent according to his ability and failed even to use his ability to multiply what he had. Whilst he was thinking that the master was a wicked one, another one who had received some talent was happy and so went to multiply it and brought in more. Sometimes it's very important for us to avoid excuses why we could not perform. Excuses, legitimate excuse, hard excuse is always available for non-performance and failure. You have, all you need to do is to make an effort to get them. When you haven't really done it, sometimes you can refuse to blame yourself. If it does not work out, what commonly can be done and comfortably can be done is for us to blame somebody for our non-performance. Is somebody here with me? The moment you begin to do that, it means that somebody must be responsible for all your failures. Somebody must be responsible for your negligence. Somebody somewhere who is sitting somewhere must be blamed at all costs for our lives. But we are moving away from that. Is somebody here with me? It's very important. Now, the moment you begin to embrace and settle with people who will always help you to make excuses, you must know that you are giving yourself a chance to fail.
Stay tuned. We will be right back. are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
There are people in life who will always give you the reason why something cannot be done. And even blame the person who gave you that assignment. There are people who will create all forms of hindrances around you and make you know how deep and how impossible, you know, how impossible for you to meet that deadline. But I'm telling you this. Listen, when you follow and you stick and hang around with such people, you will get nowhere. Is somebody here with me? And so what do we have to do? Avoid people who will help and provide you with excuses for your non-performance. They are the wrong kind of people. Don't hang around with them. They are opportunity wasters. They are door closers. They are even rebellious. And they are destiny shatters because they always come in and without your permission prevent you from taking any realistic step. They come in and slow you down. They come in and help you to be rebellious. They come in and help you to shut your destiny up. Don't work with people who will advise you wrongly. Is somebody here with me? Maybe that person might be your closest friend. That person might be that close that, you know, you can't even do away with. The best is to listen with one ear and let the other ear pass it out. Is somebody here with me? Complainers never see good when it comes. Very important. When people complain, no matter how the opportunity looks like, I'm telling you, they will never help you to see it. They are the first people to sing the songs of negativity. And the moment you begin to dance to their tune, then you get stuck. But I believe that God is bringing us to another level where we will begin to see opportunities by ourselves and take them by ourselves. It's very, very important. I want everybody to know this. There are three people in life. People who are unaware of their God-given talent and so will never make use of them. They are so much talent that, you know, they even don't know about them. And so such people will need another person who will observe them and tell them that this is what you have. Move on. Such people are the people we must hang around with. And two, there are people who know their talent, but would never make use of them. That is even more serious. You know your talent, you know who you are, you know what you can do, your capabilities. You know them. You can tell that you are not living even half 100 of what God has given you, but yet never use it. Is somebody here with me? There are also some people, and that's the last one, who are aware of their talents. They know who they are. They know what they can do and what they can't do. They know it. I'm telling you, they know it. They know it from A to Z. And they may even try to do other things that they are not even gifted with. they know it, and they make use of it, and they live their lives the way they should live it. May you fall into that category. Oh, can I have a better amen here? Praise God. Hallelujah. As I was preparing, I was asking myself, what are the other talents? And I realized that there were so many things. There are people that I was the lead actor with a certain group. They rose to be stars. I'm telling you, I can act very well. All you need to do is to give me a script. Oh, yes. Some of the people you know, they knew me. Praise God. Do you understand? Yes. And I'm looking at somebody like Lil Wayne. People were laughing at him. But you know what? Through what people were mocking at, he's been able to build a house for his mother. Amen. I'll tell you, that guy is talented. I don't know how he manages that, but he's been able to do it well. Praise God. And there are various things that we can do. Some are blessed with soccer. Amen. Like somebody who is taking the video. Amen. You know something? You can know what you have. And it is my prayer that get to know what is inside there. When you get to know, all you need to do is to polish it. Praise God. Some have been given the ability to talk. Continue to be a talker. When you are coming, everybody is running away. Don't worry. Keep talking. Amen. It's very important. Some sing. I'm telling you, they are telling that sing even far better than most of our choristers. But they are hidden. I don't say you don't sing or you sing. Praise God. Oh, yes. Sometimes I will stay in my, somebody will be singing right before, in front of my office. Why doesn't this lady sing in the choir? Oh, to you are the parts. And not, listen, there are people who are talented. And let me tell you something, there are people who are gifted to be peacemakers. When they step anywhere and there is confusion, they will make peace right now. By virtue of their presence, they radiate peace. Maybe it's you. Amen. Today I am praying, as I speak, I am praying that today somebody will begin to think about what he has thrown away. Go and pick it. And let it be a blessing to you and to society. Hallelujah. Listen to me. It's not everybody who will make it to the university and read your... It is hopeful that everyone will read your first degree, your second degree, read your PhD, and then whatever you want, you can read even moon signs. It's good. We are hopeful. But it's not everybody who gets there. Is it everybody who gets there? Some people are very good traders. I'm telling you. Once anywhere they step, they see business. Even as you are sitting down, you are seeing business in the church room. Oh yes, they are gifted. They see business everywhere they go. They just see money everywhere. May the Lord give us the boldness to step in. Hallelujah. Yes. Some of you are well gifted in talking. When you talk, you don't make mistakes. You speak blame. It's a gift. And you see, God is so wonderful. He has His own way of gifting each and every one of us. Now, let me bring it home. Now, some have the gift to be able to preach the gospel, and within few minutes, they win a soul unto God. But they will never do it. Some of you think others must do it. But you know what? God is waiting for you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Some are gifted. I'm telling you. The hardest criminal. Let somebody go. They will sack them. But the moment you get there, they soften up. They want to listen to you. That is a gift. Hallelujah. For all you know, if you step into somebody's life, giving the person Christ and speaking to the person, that society, that community is going to receive peace. Some have the ability to pray. Ooh. Amen. Some are gifted with faith. The faith that moves mountains that many have not been moved, have not been able to move. When you stand and you say, this can be done, and you pursue it, it will be done. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Some are gifted. I'm telling you, you are gifted. Tell somebody you are gifted. It is not only through school. School is basic. It prepares you. It makes you better, advantage in life, which is good. But I'm telling you something. When it comes to talent, it is in there. And nobody can take it from you. It's God who has given it to you. And nobody takes it from you until you die with it. Hallelujah. Let somebody begin. Just get into yourself. What can I do in the house of God? What can I do? What can I do? Begin to ask yourself. Some are very good counselors. Somebody is giving up and comes to talk to you, and just two sentences will settle the person. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You might not know what you have. Yes. In the same way, you see, you can have a powerful gift to counsel positively. And that same gift can be polluted and can be abused. And you can be a negative counselor who would drive somebody into destruction. I have a friend who said, back in the day, when he saw you, that you were too nice, you were too, he was on marijuana, he was on drugs back in the day. He's grown too. And he said, he can look at you and say, this one, I will spoil him. And get us a message. And he will make sure, look at this. He will make sure he pursue you until you give in. If you don't give in, he will not leave you until he gets you. He makes you a disciple and matatase you to be a weed smoker. Such a person found Christ and he became the greatest evangelist all over. He says, I have destroyed lives and that now I must build lives. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Clap better. Clap better. This is good. So clap better. Hallelujah.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.